We end tonight's show with an essay sent to us by Link Nickel. She was moved to share this story after hearing the news this week that Sandra Day O'Connor's husband, who suffers from Alzheimer's, has begun a romance with another woman at his assisted living center.
My parents fell in love with each other right in front of me. I was 38 years old when it happened. It is certainly not unusual for one's parents to be in love, but my parents had barely spoken in 35 years. They'd had a very acrimonious divorce when my sister and I were young. I remember seeing them in the same room only once. That meeting included just a tense handshake between the two of them and a few perfunctory words. Later in life, when my father had advanced Alzheimer's disease, my sister and I were responsible for his care. Our routine was to visit my mother and then to visit my father at his nursing home in a neighboring town. On one of my solo visits, my mother surprised me by saying she wanted to come, too. Not knowing really how to respond, I said okay. When we got to the nursing home, I entered my father's room and told him I'd brought a friend, Nancy. When my mother walked in, my dad stood up and hid behind me. "What's her last name?" he whispered in my ear. I knew he suspected that she might be his ex-wife, so I lied. I told him her last name was Woods. "Phew," he said, relieved. We went to lunch nearby, and my father, in spite of suffering from Alzheimer's, enjoyed a nice and simple conversation with my mother for the first time in 35 years. With his memories erased, my father exhibited manners towards my mother that I had never seen before. They talked about the weather and other lighthearted topics. It was like a first date. My father was trying to impress, and my mother was responding affectionately. And strangely, my dad asked my mom if she knew me. She said yes, and then they talked about me in front of me for a while. Finally, when my mother went to pay the lunch bill, my father looked at me and pointed towards my mother. "Did I used to know her?" "Yes, you did," I answered. "My, she's awfully attractive," he said, smiling. After lunch, we went for a walk before returning to the nursing home. My mother took my father's hand and led him down the sidewalk, and I walked a few steps ahead. At one point, I looked back. I was startled by what I saw. As they walked, they said little. They were exuberant and peaceful. They looked like they just belonged together. I always wondered why my parents got together in the first place. Now I could see it right in front of me.
Link Nickel is a photographer who lives in Alexandria, Virginia. We wrap up the show this evening now. We have these parting words for you from poet T.S. Eliot from his play, The Elder Statesman. He said, "There's no vocabulary for love within a family, love that's lived in but not looked at, love within the light of which all else is seen, the love within which all other love finds speech. This love is silent." And that's All Things Considered for this Saturday, November 17th. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Have a great evening.